This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is on a path of development driven by the aspirations of crores of people. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha conclave in Bhubaneswar. Utkarsh Odisha is a flagship global investment summit hosted by the Odisha government aimed at positioning the state as a leading investment destination and industrial hub in India. Speaking at the conclave, the Prime Minister emphasized that AI stands for both artificial intelligence and the aspiration of India, which is the country's strength. The Prime Minister said that Eastern India is a growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in India's progress.
आज दुनिया में भारत को जानने समझने की उत्सुकता आप चारों तरफ अनुभव करते हैं भारत को समझने के लिए ओडिशा एक बेहतरीन डेस्टिनेशन है यहां हजारों वर्ष के हमारी हेरिटेज है हिस्ट्री है आस्था अध्यात्म घने जंगल पहाड़ समंदर हर चीज के दर्शन एक ही जगह पर होते हैं ये राज्य विकास और विरासत का अद्भुत मॉडल है
Indian Railways has made meticulous planning to cater to the rush of large number of devotees attending the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow. Talking to media, Railway Board Chairman and CEO Satish Kumar said that Railways has decided to operate 60 more special trains in addition to the already planned special trains. He said with this, the total number of special trains to be run on the occasion Mauni Amavasya will be around 190. Mr. Kumar also informed that in addition to the special trains, 110 regular trains designated on the route will run as usual. He said the train will be available for the passengers at every 4 minutes from Prayagraj. Mr. Kumar added that Railways is working to ensure better arrangements for the devotees in close coordination with the Uttar Pradesh government. The Uttar Pradesh government has significantly enhanced security arrangements at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj in view of Mauni Amavasya tomorrow to ensure safety of devotees. The state government has implemented a robust 7-tier security plan. The Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone. Around 3,000 CCTV cameras, including 328 AI-enabled cameras, have been installed across the Mela grounds. The Uttar Pradesh government is anticipating a rush of around 8 to 10 crore devotees on Mauni Amavasya. The Mela administration is leaving no stone unturned to ensure the safe and seamless movement of devotees for the Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Delhi Assembly polls are scheduled for the 5th of February and counting will take place on the 8th of next month. India has lodged a strong protest over an incident involving firing by the Sri Lankan Navy during the apprehension of Indian fishermen. The Sri Lankan Acting High Commissioner in New Delhi was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs today and a strong protest was lodged regarding the incident. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian High Commission in Colombo has also raised the matter with the Sri Lankan government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar delivered the keynote address at the inaugural session of the Raisina Dialogue in Abu Dhabi, highlighting the growing importance of India-Middle East relations. He stressed the remarkable expansion in engagement over the last decade, driven by strong trade, connectivity and people-to-people linkages, framing this partnership as essential in a rapidly evolving global landscape. The National Games 2025 are commencing in Uttarakhand from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the grand sports event in Dehradun this evening. The opening ceremony will showcase a unique blend of Uttarakhand's folk culture and modern technology. Several dignitaries, including union ministers and national players, have started arriving for the event. Around 10,000 athletes from 28 states and 8 union territories are participating in the national games this year. The games have been held in 11 cities across 8 districts of Uttarakhand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.